Time now for your comments. Our story about a researcher who studies the songs of birds was music to many ears. After a whirlwind weekend, coming to work on Monday was the last thing I wanted to do, writes Elizabeth Gafulov of Flowertown, Pennsylvania. But when I got out of my car at work, I heard birds singing all around me. Surely they've been there other mornings, but I never heard them until your story took the covers off my ears.
I'm Holly Sesniak from Ashburn, Virginia. For weeks, I've been struggling to identify a bird by its song in the woods near my house. Thanks to your airing of the interview with Don Kruzma, I now know that it's an eastern wood peewee. You don't know what a relief this is unless you've been bitten by the birdsong bug yourself. Now I can finally put a face to the voice in the woods.
Our stories this week on eBay prompted some of you to share your experiences with the site. Several of you told us it was surprising to hear someone from eBay on our air, because when you tried to reach eBay, you could never get hold of a real person. Robert Ellis, a professor of e-commerce at Ithaca College, sent this letter. In my group of 8 morning racquetball players, 4 have been victims of eBay fraud. The fraud ranges from a $75 racket to a $4,000 motorcycle. Professor Ellis writes, eBay has a major dilemma. They are attempting to police and minimize fraud while maintaining in court that they are not active participants in the frauds, though they receive income off each fraudulent transaction. Our story last week about jury duty made Anthony Clark of Providence, Rhode Island, remember his time as a juror. It was interesting, but it cost me $600 in lost wages. On top of that, my jury pay was taxable. The judge told us we were serving our civic duty, but the bank doesn't care about that. It wants a payment on time. We got a number of letters in response to our profile of Rhode Island Governor Don Kachiri, who wants to cut the pension benefits paid to state employees.
This isn't fair. The vast majority of the taxpayers that are paying the bill don't have this kind of health care coverage. They don't have these kind of pension plans.
Donna Frauman of Akron, Ohio, thinks the Rhode Island governor has it backwards. The problem isn't that state workers have good health benefits, she writes. The problem is that too many Americans don't have good health benefits or any health benefits. Wouldn't it make more sense to level the playing field by bringing those in need up to a better standard rather than dragging another group down? Finally, Miles Lynch of Bloomfield, New York, wrote to thank us for playing a recently discovered aria by Johann Sebastian Bach. Listening to the segment, I was taken with a sense of discovery akin to unearthing a buried treasure. We welcome your comments at Morning Edition, so write us at morning@npr.org. Don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.